Good afternoon, everybody. This is Moedon Ivri, Club Hebrew. Very happy to have you here on the 7th day of August to continue our study of 1 Samuel. We're just about to begin chapter 30. Remember where we left David? He was in this discussion with Achish, the man he had served for a while in the land of the Philistines, and they were going to war, and the other leaders did not want David to go with them. So Achish convinced David to return to his own place, and that's what David did at the end of chapter 29. So we pick it up at chapter 30, verse 1, with David and his men returning to Ziklag, their hometown, and we will see what happens there. Verse 1, Vayehi bevo David v'anashav Ziklag bayom hashalishi. Okay, now, notice you have a tempo clause, bait, plus the infinitive construct, bo. So, vayehi, if you want to translate, it came to pass when David and his men came to Ziklag, bayom hashalishi, on the day, the third day, ba'amaleketi pashtu el neged ve'el Ziklag. Notice then that after the temporal clause, here is the main clause of the verse. So, you translate the first one temporally as I did. When David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day, comma, the Amalekites, notice Amaleki is a gentilic, and notice that even though it is singular gentilic, most translations will translate it as the group of people. The Amalekites, and notice the next word is plural verb, pashtu. The Amalekites had raided Hashat, alright, had raided El Negev, the Negev, or against the Negev, and against Ziklag. Vayaku et Ziklag. And they had struck Ziklag. That Vayaku is, of course, the Hiphil from Naka, third common plural, Ba consecutive imperfect. And they had struck Ziklag, Vayisrafu Ota, Ba'esh, and they had burned it with fire. So notice again how the main clause is not resumed with a Ba'ef consecutive, but in this case you have a little variation in that the subject comes before the verb ba'ama leki, and so that's a little unusual. But again, we've seen it before in this book. Alright, verse 2. Vayishbu et hanashim avar ba mikaton ve'ad gadol. And they had captured, this is from Shava, to take captive, okay, Vayishbu, and they had taken captive et hanashim, the wives which were in it, or the women which were in it, mikaton ve'ad gadol, from small up until great, okay, from young to old. Lo heimitu ish. Alright, now notice that the heimitu is a hiphil from mut, to kill or to put to death. So notice it adds this note, they had not put to death ish, anyone. Ish here kind of has that meaning. So they had captured the women who were in it from young and old, and they had not, but, see, they had not put to death anyone. Okay, vayan hagu vayelku ledarkam. And they led them, again I'm understanding them, again this is simple vav consecutive imperfect from nahag, they led them and they went on darkam their way. Verse 2. Okay? Verse 3. Vayavo David vanashav el ha'ir. And David and his men came to the city. Alright, again notice we're asking ourselves what's the relationship of this clause to the one that follows. And in English we would see that the relationship is one of subordination, probably temporal. When David and his men came to the city, Vehine Serufa Ba'esh, woodenly, look or behold, it was burning with fire. Serufa, notice, is a simple call passive participle from Sarah. And look, it was burning with fire. And maybe in better English, since hine usually points to something unexpected or surprising, or actually indicates an actual visual perception of things. That's its common usage. So when David and his men came to the city, they could see that it was burning with fire. U-neshehem, u-venehem, u-venotehem, nishbu. And their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive. Again, notice that's a niphal, perfect, third common plural from shava, the same root that we saw above in verse 2. Right? But in this case, it's a niphal. So when David and his men came to the city, they could see that it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive. Okay? Verse 4. Vayisa David v'ha'am asher ito et kolam v'yivku ad asher ein v'hem koach livkot. Then David and his men lifted up, that's from Nasa, Vayisa. Then David and his men who were with him lifted up kolam, their voice, v'yivku, and they wept. Again, this is from Baka, a call imperfect, v'av consecutive. So then David and his men, the men who were with him, lifted up their voice. And in English, we probably say their voices, even though it's singular here in Hebrew. And they wept, ad asher ein, until the time then, until when there was not in them koach, strength, livkot, to weep. All right, again, that's a call, infinitive construct from Baka. So again, David and his men, and the... Again, Ha'am here probably has the meaning of the troops, or the army. David and the army who was with him, the troops who were with him, lifted up their voice and they wept until there was no more in them power to weep. Alright, verse 5. Ushte neshe David nishbo. Now the two wives of David, notice shte is in construct, shanaim, shataim. And again, we've seen this kind of construction before. The two wives, neshe, is again construct plural from nashim. So the two wives of David, the whole phrase is definite because David is definite. So the article is in place. And the two wives of David, nishbu, had been taken captive. Again, the niphal from Shabbat. Achinoham, the Yisraelite. So Achinoam, the Jezreelite. Va'avigail, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, ha-Carmeli, the Carmelite. Alright? Verse 5, or verse 6. Va'tetzer le-David me'od, ki amru ha'am le-sak lo. Alright, now va'tetzer, this is a call imperfect, va' consecutive from zarar, and it means to be in danger, to be in straits, to be in a narrow place. And so here it fits. There was danger to David. Me'od. Great. So see, there was great danger to David. More colloquial. David was in big trouble. Ki, because Amru Ha'am, because the troops, Amru said, and probably better English, because the troops threatened Lazaklo to stone him. So Saklo is a infinitive construct called from sakal, and with the suffix on it, notice how the vowel pointing changes to that ok form, sok, lo. So, vateter le David me'od, David was in big trouble, or there was great danger to David, ki amru, for the troops threatened to stone him, ki mara nefesh kol ha'am, for the nefesh, the mind, or the heart of all the troops, was mara, was bitter. Again, that's a call, third masculine, singular, perfect. For the mind, or the heart of all the army, was bitter. Each one over banav, his sons. Again, notice the form there. The Masoretes want you to read a plural, banim, plus a suffix. The consonantal text has beno, his son, but it would be plurals probably more in place, which is why the Masoretes wants you to read banav. See, so all the troops, each one over his sons, was bitter, and over Benotav his daughters. Vayitchazek David ba Yahweh Elohav. So David, this is a hitpael from Chazak. Remember, Chazak means to be strong, and the hitpael means to strengthen. So here, something like, so David sought strength. All right, sought strength, or maybe leaned himself for strength on Yahweh his God. And so notice you get this general description about what David did at the end of verse 6. Now in verse 7, notice how the author goes into more detail about what that meant. Alright, what this Vayitchazek David ba'Adonai Elohav meant. Verse 7. That is to say, Vayomer David. So this is how I would translate that Vav consecutive. That is to say, because he's going into more detail. Vayomer David. That is to say, David said to Evyatar, Abiathar HaKohen, the priest, Ben Ahimelech, the son of Ahimelech, okay, Hagishana li ha'efod, please bring near to me the ephod. Hagisha is from Nagash, to draw near, and this is the hitfiel imperative. Alright, and the na again is the particle of politeness, which we've seen a lot. Please bring near to me the ephod. Vayagesh Evyatar et Ephod. So Abiathar brought near the ephod El David to David. Verse 8. Vayishal David ba Yahweh lemor. Then David inquired of Yahweh. We've seen this expression before, Sha'al plus Beit plus Yahweh. So David inquired of Yahweh lemor, saying, Erdo fachare ha-gedud hazeh ha-asigenu. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, should I pursue, radah, call imperfect first common singer, should I pursue after HaGedud HaZeh, should I pursue after this band? Gedud means a troop, a band of marauders or raiders. So should I pursue after this band? HaAsigenu, will I overtake it from Nasag? All right, notice the hey is the hey interrogative. And this is a hifil imperfect form from Nasad. And then there's a third masculine singular suffix at the end. Asigenu. Alright, Asigenu. And notice that there as well you have one of those energic nuns which we see coming from time to time on imperfect forms. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, should I pursue after this troop? Now the next question, will I overtake it? Ha'asigenu. Vayomer, and he said to him, and notice there's no subject expressed, but we're understanding that it's Yahweh, because Yahweh would answer through the ephod and through the priest. So notice we're getting one means by which God spoke to David here. Vayomer lo, and he said to him, Rado, pursue. Rado, pursue. Imperative call. Ki haseg hasig. The Hatzel Tatzil. Notice that the Haseg is our famous infinitive absolute, and it's a Hifil infinitive from Nasag, followed by the Hifil imperfect of Nasag. So we're getting that word three times in one line. Pursue, and now what's the force of the infinitive absolute? I would say here that it strengthens the conviction of the speaker of God. So God's making a strong affirmation of the truth of what he's saying. So I would translate, pursue, for you certainly will. So you certainly will overtake. And again, the same function, hatzel, tatzil, and you certainly will deliver. This is a hifil from natzal. Again, the infinitive followed by the imperfect. So vayomer lo, redo, pursue, ki aseg tasig, for you certainly will overtake, the Hatzel Tatzil, and you certainly will deliver. And notice we understand the objects, even though they're unexpressed explicitly here, to be the Amalekites. Verse 9. Vayelek David, hu v'sheish me'odish asherito. So David went from Halak. Notice David went, he and sheish me'od, 600 men. Again, notice you have the singular ish, even though the number is plural, as we have seen throughout. And 600 men who were, it's so, with him. Vayavo ad Nacha HaBesor. And they came to the Wadi HaBesor, to the Besor River, I would say. And they came to the Besor River. Again, notice how you have the article in front of the Besor. Like, again, you see that from time to time in English. We wouldn't put the definite article there, but Hebrew seems to do that more regularly. So David went, he and the 600 men who were with him, and they came to the Besor River. Behanotarim amad. Now, notarim, notice, is a nifal participle from yatar, to be left over, to remain, and it's used as a substantive here. Those who remained, those who were left over. All right. So those who were left over stood. Now, who are these guys? He goes on to explain. So in other words, 600 men came to the river, and some of them stayed there. All right. And it explains why in verse 10. Va'yirdof David hu ve'arba meot ish. Then David, he and 400 men, yirdof, pursued. All right. Each one, ish. So David, he and 400 men pursued. Ba'yamdu, but matayim ish, 200 men stayed where they were. So they stood still. Who pigru, who were tired. Again, this is a hapax. It only occurs right here. PL form pigru, and it seems to mean to be tired, to grow faint. All right. So David, he and 400 men pursued, but 200 men stayed behind, stood still, who were tired, and now may avor et nachal habesor, who were tired from crossing the Besor River. And notice the men there is probably be taking a comparative force. So I would translate who were too tired, infinitive construct of war, who were too tired to cross the Besor River. So David pursued, he and 400 men. But 200, or while 200 men, Ya'amdu, stood, who were too tired to cross the Besor River. Okay, verse 11. Bayim se'u ish Mitzri basadeh. And they found a man, a Mitzri, an Egyptian man. Again, notice this Mitzri is again a singular gentilic, so it indicates the country that the guy is from. So they found an Egyptian basadeh in the field, in the open field. Vayichu oto el David, and they took him to David. Vayitnu lo lechem, vayokal vayash kuhuman. And they gave to him from Natan bread, and he ate, and they gave him water to drink. Notice that this is a hifil from Shaka. Vav consecutive third common plural. Vayashkuhu. And they gave him mime, water to drink. Alright, verse 12. Vayitnu lo pelach devela ushne tzimukim. And they also gave to him pelach, a bit of devela. A portion of this is a fig cake. A portion of a devela, of a fig cake, and two zimukim, raisin cakes. Zimukim are raisin cakes, okay? So he gave to him a pelach, a portion of fig cake and two raisin cakes. Vayokal, and he ate. Vatashav roko elav, and his spirit, his strength, ruko, returned to him. That vatashav is from shuv, a call, third feminine singular, call, from shuv. Vatashav ruko, and his strength returned to him. Kilo akal, for he had not eaten. Ki lo akal, he had not eaten lechem, food, velo shetamayim, and he had not drunk water, shaloshah yamin, for 3 days, ushaloshah leilot, and 3 nights. Notice that accusatives of extent in time in Hebrew have no preposition on them usually. You just interpret from the context. So shaloshah yamin, ushaloshah leilot, for 3 days or 3 nights he hadn't had anything to eat or drink. Verse 13. Vayomer lo David lemiata ve'emizata. And David said to him, who are you? Or to whose are you? All right. In other words, it became obvious to David that he was a servant or a slave of some kind. So to whom are you? Or whose are you? To whom do you belong? Ve'ezemizeh. And where in English, again, you notice the how Hebrew puts it, but and from where ata are you? So A is where from this. Literally, it's woodenly, and where from this? See? But in English, it's a question. And from where are you? So to whose are you, and from where are you? By Yomer, and he said, Nahar Mitzri Anoki. I'm an Egyptian boy. Nahar, see, notice, boy, Egyptian. I'm an Egyptian boy. Eved Le'ish. Servant to a Ish Amaleki. Servant to an Amalekite man. Again, notice the gentilic Amaleki. Servant to an Amalekite man. Vayaaz vuni Edoni, and my Adoni, see my Lord, Yaaz veni, abandoned me. The root is azab. This is a call in perfect vav consecutive, third masculine singular. And my Adoni, my Lord, abandoned me, ki chali, for I was sick, chala. Again, a call, perfect, first common singular. For I was sick, hayom shalosha. For 3 days, I was sick. Notice how this Hayom Shalosha goes. It seems to be, it's indicating he became sick 3 days ago. You would expect I was sick, and notice even there's a note at the bottom of the page, I was sick the day Shalosha Yamim. You would expect another Yamim, the day 3 days, to make sure that it's clear 3 days ago. So it's rather terse here. So in other words, he's simply saying, my Lord left me, for I became sick 3 days ago. It's like those cowboy movies where the guy's shot and they try to carry him as far as they can. They can't anymore. It seems to be they just left him there. Okay? Verse 14. Anachnu pashatnu neged hakereti ve'al asher li huda ve'al negev kalev. And we, pashatnu, notice that that's the same word we saw at the beginning of the chapter. Now we raided, pashatnu, we raided the negev of Kereti, the negev of Kereth, and against what was to Judah, see, against what belonged to Judah, I guess that's the best way to translate that, al-asher, and against that which was to Judah, and against the negev of Kalev. Ve'et Ziklag, now there's David's city, and Ziklag, Sarafnu, we burned Ba'esh with fire. Verse 15, Vayomer Elav David, then David said to him, Ha Toridaini El Hagedut Hazer. Ha Toridaini, notice that form is from the root Yarad, so it's a first Yud, and it is a Hifil form. Notice the Hirik. You don't have the infixed yud under the resh, and you have the interrogative hey before toridaini. All right. So David said to him, or David asked him, "Will you bring me down?" Yarad means to go down, so he feels to bring down. Will you bring me down to Hagedut Hazet, to this band? Vayomer, and he said, "Hishava li be'lohim." Swear to me. Notice that this is from the root shava, and it is a nifal, and it is an imperative. The hifil form is also common. It doesn't occur in the call except a passive participle. So here it's swear. Okay, so swear to me. And the hifil would be to cause one to swear. Okay, so swear to me by God. Now notice in an oath, im equals not. That's probably the easiest way to explain it. Im equals not. So swear to me by God, you will not kill me. Temmitaini. That's from moot. A hifil imperfect from moot. Temmitaini. You will not kill me. Ve'im. And not will you tas gireini. You will not deliver me. Again, another hifil from sagar. Okay? So, swear to me by God, you will not kill me and you will not deliver me, bayad Adonin, into the hand of my Lord, the Oridaka, and I will bring you down, again from Yarad, a Hifya form, and I will bring you down, El Hagedut Hazeh, to the band of this, to this band. Alright? Well, that's enough for today, and thank you guys very much for your kind attention, and I'll see you next week.